This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. New South Wales LGBTIQ advocates have asked new State Premier Dominic Perrottet, a staunch Conservative Catholic, to work with them after he took the top job. Perrottet became the 46th Premier of New South Wales on Tuesday after a landslide win of the party room ballot for New South Wales Liberal leadership. In 2017, he said he opposed same-sex marriage on the basis that marriage is about every child's fundamental right to grow up with their own mum and dad. Members of Queensland's trans community have honoured PFLAG legend and rainbow mum Shelley Argent's years of LGBTIQ community activism with a special award. The Australian Transgender Support Association Queensland has run since 1990. And its president, Gina Mather, recently presented the so very deserving Shelley Argent with the group's annual Lifetime Achievement Award. As well as fighting for gay and lesbian rights, Gina explained Shelley Argent's leadership within PFLAG was also a big turning point for the trans community. The Victorian opposition has given an ironclad guarantee it will not amend new laws banning gay conversion practices, declaring the new leadership team was absolutely committed to supporting the state's queer community. Shadow Equality spokesperson James Newbury said the coalition was devoted to the legislation in its current form that has criminalised attempts to suppress or change an LGBTI person's gender or sexuality, including through faith. The announcement follows recent reports that former opposition leader Michael O'Brien had quietly committed to wind back the conversion practices ban if elected next year. More LGBTIQ plus candidates will be supported to run and win seats in next year's Victorian state election under a new campaign launched by the Victorian Pride Lobby. The non-partisan It Takes More campaign will seek to address the shockingly low LGBTIQ plus representation in the Victorian Parliament by working directly to support and mentor LGBTIQ plus candidates. The campaign will also see the lobby reach out to political parties and party pride organisations to understand how LGBTIQ plus candidates are being supported to run for winnable seats. The true story of how the scenic clifftops at Bondi, Sydney became the epicentre of a series of gay hate murders is the focus of a new true crime podcast, Bondi Badlands. The podcast investigates the series of violent murders and disappearances in Sydney in the late 1980s and early 1990s. The victims of the crime were gay men, and the true crime series will look at the deaths of four of them. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
The University of Michigan Marching Band has celebrated the school's LGBTQ students and staff with a homecoming halftime show dedicated to the 50th anniversary of their Spectrum Centre. Minor league pitcher and MLB prospect Kieran Lovegrove has come out as bisexual. Despite being close to retirement, Lovegrove says he wants to bring attention to the poor conditions in the minor leagues. Gay Olympian Tom Daley has opened up about secretly battling COVID and being rushed to hospital just months before the Tokyo Olympics. In an interview with The Times, the diver described the terrifying ordeal in January, where he felt pressure on his head and lungs and struggled to breathe. Trans athletes in the UK have recently expressed concern for their future in sport following the release of worrying new guidelines from the country's Sports Council Equality Group that argues for separate competitive categories. The council say that inclusion, fairness and safety often cannot coexist in sport, and that each sport needs to work out their priorities and choose whether they will focus on trans inclusion or competitive fairness. And finally, controversial transgender weightlifter Laurel Hubbard has become the first transgender winner of Sportswoman of the Year from New Zealand's University of Otago at the Blues Awards. The 43-year-old made history earlier this year by becoming the first trans athlete to compete in an individual event at the Tokyo Olympics in the 87-kilogram weightlifting class, despite failing to record a successful snatch lift, but is the first transgender winner of the award in its 113-year history. Hubbard said she was grateful for all the support and kindness she's received from the teaching staff and students at Otago.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.